Hey, darling. I'm home. Did you miss me? I sure missed you. Work was such a drag without you. I kept on staring at the app I have on my phone to track you, making sure you were still home. Every minute I'd look back at it, it was like 15 seconds of making sure you were still there, then 45 seconds of actual work. Rinse and repeat. And the whole time, I was just thinking, what if he found a way to cheat it or get the tracker out or something? What if he actually escaped? But I guess I'm just a bit of a worrywart is all. You're still here, obediently waiting for me by the door to come home. Well, kind of by the door. The chain I put around your ankle doesn't have the length to let you get too close to the door. I can't have you escaping, after all. Not to suggest that you've been trying to escape, because you're such a good boy for me. And I completely recognize how much effort you're putting into that. I know we've only been together a little while. It's been about a week since I don't want to say kidnapped you, necessarily. But it's been about a week since I relocated you to your new home with me. And it definitely wasn't a kidnapping, because even the authorities were all, well, if he's into it, it's not really a kidnapping, now is it? I don't know if wiser words have ever been spoken. Anyway, it's been about a week since you've eagerly joined me in our new home together. And it hasn't been too long since our wedding either. I'm so happy we were able to get married. It's always been my dream to get married. To you, anyway. Without you, I would have just stayed single for the rest of my life, because I can't have anyone but you. But I'm so happy I was able to marry you. I was so worried that no one would be willing to officiate our wedding. You know, because I'm a crazy stalker who devotes 1/4 of her time at work to making sure you're still chained up at home. But it looks like Sarah was more than willing to do it. She makes a lot of yandere content, and it turns out she has a license, too. So I guess she was more than willing to officiate my marriage to you. It's amazing what you can do with connections. Anyway, I was sure I had a point in telling you all this. Oh, right. What I was getting at is that we haven't even been married that long, but you've still been such a good boy for me. You're acting with a level of trust so high, it's like we've been married for centuries. You haven't tried to escape even once. You don't pull at your chains. You don't try to squeeze between any of the bars I have on the windows. You are just so perfect. Such a good boy. And so, I want you to know how grateful I am to you for that. I brought you a little something, actually. I stopped by the store on my way back from work. It was such a pain to have to stop by the store and wait even longer to get home to you. But I did it for you because I wanted to get you something special, as a token of my appreciation. So check this out. I got you this cake. I made sure to get you one in the shape of a heart because I love you. It also has a heart on it drawn with frosting as well as the words I love you written on it. Maybe I'm a bit redundant at this point, but I can't help it. I really just love you. I can feed you if you like. I'm already spoiling you, so I might as well go the entire way. I don't like to do anything half-heartedly, especially when it comes to love. I mean, you already know that from first-hand experience. That's why you've got the chain. But I can understand if maybe you don't want to eat the cake right now. In case there's something else you want to do first, the cake's not the only thing on the menu, if you catch my drift. It is a good cake, though. Maybe you do want to eat it first? I mean, I'd certainly want to eat it in your position. But that's mainly due to how romantic it is, not necessarily because of how good the cake tastes. You do think it's romantic, don't you? Getting a cake with at least 3 layers of love in it from your caring spouse is pretty romantic in my opinion. I just wish I made it myself for you instead of buying it from a store. It would have been more touching, and I could have put more of my love into it. And love, in this context, means actual love, not like my blood or love nectar or anything like that. But I've just been a bit busy with work recently, so I never really had the time to make it for you. Work's been so busy recently, I haven't had the time to do a lot of things, actually. Cooking, cleaning, laundry, you name it. It'll get better in about a month, but until then, I'll be pretty busy. Say, you've got lots of time, don't you? I mean, you just stay here all day since I never let you outside. Well, okay, that's not exactly true, since you stay here willingly. But you get the idea. You stay here all day. You've got lots of free time. How would you like to be a bit more domestic for me? You're already my husband, but now you could be my house husband. There are a lot of things that need to get done, and you'd really be such a sweetheart by helping me out. Do you think you could be a good boy and do them for me? Now, obviously, you're already my good boy, but you'd be even more of a good boy if you could do them for me. I could teach you everything you need to know. How to cook, how to clean, even how to greet me when I come home. For instance, the classic, would you like a dinner, a bath, or me, is always a solid choice. You should be warned, though. I'm always going to choose you. It's not even a contest. I could have been on a hunger strike for a month and I'd still choose you when I get home. Still, I always appreciate the offer of various choices. Oh, and don't forget to give me lots of kisses when I get home. Just absolutely destroy my face with 1 billion kisses at terminal velocity. Don't worry, I can take it. It would be good if you could greet me in an apron, too. Even if you weren't actually cooking anything just before I got home. It's just that nothing says house husband quite like an apron. Geez, now I really want to see you in an apron. And take pictures, of course. I want to take lots and lots of pictures of you in an apron. I just know you'd look great in it. Which means it's a good time to give you an excuse to wear an apron. Come with me to the kitchen. I'll teach you how a good house husband like you should cook for his doting wife. Okay. So now I've got everything laid out for you. All the necessary ingredients and everything else we need. We'll be using some salt and pepper, some olive oil, some garlic, some butter, some parsley, and of course, we can't forget the chicken thighs. We'll be making my garlic butter chicken thighs that you always wolf down. They're delicious, so I can't blame you for being obsessed with my thighs. Okay, first things first. You see these thighs? They're too wet. We need to pat them down with paper towels to get them all dry. We need to get the thighs nice and sticky so that the seasoning will stick to them, which will only happen when they're dry. Now, would you like to do the honors and pat these thighs? Good boy. I knew you'd be up to it. Go ahead. I'll just watch. You're doing great, darling. You seem really into it for some reason. I had no idea you'd be into cooking this much. Maybe we should do this more often. Okay, I think that's enough. Honey, I said that's enough. The thighs have been sufficiently patted down. Honey! Okay. Now for the next part, this is super simple. We just season both sides with the salt and pepper. I'll do these two. Just watch me. Like so. See? Wasn't that easy? Now why don't you try it with the other thighs? Try not to use too much salt and pepper, though. If you use too little, the thighs will just taste plain. Which kind of sucks, but it's not the end of the world. If you use too much, though, it'll ruin them. No pressure, though. This is all just a learning experience. Making mistakes is also a part of that experience. So no worries, sweetie. You can make mistakes with me. Also, even if you mess up yours, we can just have my thighs for dinner. Wow, you did great, sweetheart! You seasoned them just like I did. It's like you seasoned them to the exact same percentage that I did. To the fifth decimal place in everything. I think you've got a bit of a knack for this. I'm so happy. You really are turning out to be such a good house husband for me. Thank you. Ah, but if I just let myself fawn over you nonstop, we'll be here all day, and the thighs will never get done. Okay, on to the next part. We need to mince the garlic. This is a lot more challenging than just patting down some thighs or seasoning them, so please pay attention for me. Okay, sweetie? So first of all, We need a large chef's knife. Thankfully, I always keep one on hand. Come on, don't give me that look. But now, taking the chef's knife, we cut off the root end of the clove of garlic. Just like this. And we have to do it on the cutting board, obviously. Because the counter is dirty just like all the other women in the world except for me. You still with me? Still following along? Okay. Good, sweetie. Now we have to peel the garlic. To do this, we have to gently tap the garlic clove with something like a glass or a jar. Fortunately, we have a jar right here on the counter. The one I use to keep strands of your hair. So now, using that, just watch me tap it with the bottom of the jar, just like this. And ta-da! Look how easy it is to peel the skin off now. See? It just comes right off. Just like the heads of every girl who... Oh, sorry. Forget what I was saying. Back to the garlic. Now we use the very tip of the knife to cut thin vertical slices into the garlic clove. The number one thing to remember is to make sure you are very firmly holding the knife. It can be easy to cut yourself at this point, and I don't want anything to happen to those precious fingers of yours, sweetie. So the most important thing to remember here is safety. Just watch. And now we also make a cut horizontally. Lastly, we make thin slices crosswise to mince the garlic into tiny little pieces, just like this. Okay, did you get all that? Do you think you could be a good boy and try mincing the garlic for me now, just like I showed you? I'll just watch. Okay, I can't wait to see you in action. And don't forget, safety first. You're really good at this. I knew I made the right choice by picking you. Well, there really weren't any other choices, though. You're my perfect house husband after all. It's so much easier to deal with work when I know that when I get home, I'll be immediately de-stressed by the sight of you. Preferably in an apron. Maybe with some icing or something on your face that I can get for you. Huh? Oh yeah! You did a great job! Sorry, I was daydreaming a bit, so I wasn't really paying attention. But yeah, this is some minced garlic if I've ever seen it. I couldn't have done it better myself. Thank you so much for being such an excellent and attentive learner. You're such a good boy. But now that we've got the garlic all minced, we just need to chop up the parsley. It's not that difficult. It's really simple. Just chop it up like you would any herb, really. Just like this. Chop, chop, chop. I like to imagine it's the fingers of love rivals when I do it. But that's not really necessary for chopping up the parsley. It is nice to do, though. But okay. Now that we have the fingers, parsley, all chopped up, we need to brown the chicken. I've already got the skillet over the stove already, so all we need to do is just add in the olive oil. See how I'm making sure that there aren't any spots without olive oil? That's important. Then we just put the heat on medium and add the thighs. We don't need to move the thighs around in the skillet. We just leave them as is. And then once they no longer stick to the skillet, that means they're ready to be flipped over. And while they're getting cooked, that gives us a good opportunity to melt the butter. So we just put in the little square of butter right in the side of the pan right over here. Oh, and the butter should be unsalted. I forgot to mention that. But now put the butter in the side right over here. And wow, doesn't that just sound wonderful, sweetheart? Just listen to them scream. Sorry. I was imagining love rivals again. But never mind that. Now that the butter is getting all melted in the pan, we add the garlic we minced earlier. So here we go. Next, we should stir it to combine the garlic and butter. We'll have to let it cook a little bit longer. In the meantime, we have some time to talk. Maybe I can fit in another house husband lesson for you here? I mean, you're such a good boy and such a good house husband for me already. But there's always something I can teach you. Like when making my bed. After you're done, try to roll around in it a bit if you can. You know, when you get new sheets, they're all clean and they have that clean scent, which is certainly nice. But I much prefer your scent. So if you'd roll around in my bed after you're done making it to get your scent all over it, That would be great. I mean, it might get the sheets all wrinkly, but honestly, that's a price I am more willing to pay, because there really isn't anything my nose loves more than your scent. You'd also be a real sweetheart if you could send me texts while I'm at work. Nothing gives me more motivation than getting attention from you, especially when you say you love me, or you miss me, or you hope that I'm having a good day. That's really just the best pick-me-up I could ever ask for. It doesn't just have to be sweet things like that, though. I like getting any text from you. It could just be a generic text about your day. Something like, "Wow, the chain around my ankle feels so comfortable today. I barely notice." Or maybe, "I cleaned your knife collection. Look how spotless they are." Or maybe, "The bars on the windows make me feel so safe. No one is breaking in to take me from you." You know, generic normal things like that. Oh, but I think it's done cooking. Let me just turn off the heat. We're not done yet, though. We still have to bake it in the oven, so we'll just transfer everything into a sheet pan like this. And then put it all in the oven, like this. I already have the oven heated from before, so we won't have to wait for it to be ready. Now, as for how long we put them in, really, I just like to check periodically to see when they look done. Yeah, it's not the most proper thing, but everyone does it. As a guideline, though, putting it in for 30 minutes at 350 degrees is a solid choice. You could also put it in for 25 minutes at 400 degrees if you want them juicier. Anyway, once it's all done, all we have to do is slather the garlic and butter all over the chicken to coat it. Then we garnish it with the parsley and we're done. It'll be a while before the chicken is done cooking, though. Hopefully the wait is worth it. I think it'll turn out great, though, since you've been doing everything so perfectly. You really are such a perfect house husband, and a very, very good boy. You pick up everything I teach you so quickly. It just makes my mind go wild. What should I teach you next? How to cuddle me? How to give me back rubs? Or maybe something more intimate? Well, I suppose there's no reason to stress over it. I'll have the time to teach you everything eventually, since we'll be together forever.